We back. Waiting for Dungeon to pop in here. Wonder who we gonna be in here tonight.
We back.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, you know, I got nobody to talk to about all this toxicity going on in life up here, man.
How was that?
I mean, yeah, it was Black History, like typical. You know what I mean? Now we back to white history. But a couple of monsters running around in D.C. fucking shit up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but this is what y'all asked for.
Yeah, this is what you wanted.
Yeah, I ain't gonna complain about what he's doing while he's doing it, because this is what you said needed to be done, right? So let's see what needs to be done.
Facts. Trash the whole thing. That's what's happening.
Tear it all down.
No, mind my business. But we back. It's season four. We in here. So
back in the building, women and children. Yeah.
The topic tonight is, what do we get wrong when handling disagreements? Because when you meet somebody, I don't think that's a conversation you want to have off tops. That's like after like maybe 3-4 weeks, you start getting into the uncomfortableness and the, are you really going to tell me how you act when you're mad? Are you really going to tell me how you're going to react? Are you going to be mature or not? Some people tell you, yeah. And then you get, like your first disagreement, and then they go MIA.
Nah, so see, because of that, that's why I don't let them go far. I talk about it in like opening conversations, because it's not, the way you can bring it up is tactical. You don't have to be like, tell me how you handle disagreements right now, I'll kill you. You know, you can just be like, hey. Like, how have you grown when it comes to arguing with your spouse in the past?
Yeah.
To make it comfortable for people, because communication is essential. It's not even important. It's essential.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you can't let this go till y'all get comfortable with each other. I don't want to get comfortable with nobody who's going to start acting like a demon after they've been acting cool these past 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be like, oh, we have a disagreement. My head starts spinning backwards and I throw things at the wall and punch people. I don't want to be with that type of person. Yeah. So I will ask you straight up and forward in the first few conversations, like, how do you handle, you know, when you have a disagreement with your partner? And let's say, maybe they're not coming at you the way you like to be approached at first.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to just, you know, return that same energy? You're going to try and calm things down and have a conversation, get to know each other more and figure things out? Or are you just going to sit here and are you going to do something immature and possibly break something? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you work in those times? You know, that shows when the real shit is being built.
Right.
You know what I mean? That foundation for your relationship, those are the moments, you know, when the one thing I had to, and my next woman has to really understand what me is, that, and this is what I've always thought until a fucking therapist finally said, you're correct about this, is that it is not necessarily necessary for me to continuously validate your fucking feelings. Why are you walking through life needing me to validate your feelings left and right? You don't believe in your own opinion? You don't believe that what you say is right and that you only need yourself to hear it? You need me to tell you, like, especially when you're not correct? And that's the thing that I had a problem with my ex with, is just because we're having a disagreement does not mean I'm going to agree with you so your feelings are validated. I was like, you can feel how you feel, and we can agree to disagree.
And I feel like
and move forward amicably. Like,
yeah, that's sometimes when you're looking for someone to agree with you so you can move forward. It gives like an illusion that everything's cool now.
Yeah, especially when if that's not really how they genuinely or how you genuinely feel. So why are you forcing the issue?
Yeah.
Why can't you be like, all right, we didn't agree here. Maybe I wasn't looking at it the right way. You're not going to bully me into seeing your point of view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Or you might just have a discussion, and one person may see it differently, and at the end of the discussion, the other person is going to see it differently. But you have a understanding, you have a level of respect, and you're just like,
yeah,
next time, out of comfort for me, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And they might say, okay, for me, I need this done, and then I can understand where you're coming from. But if these things are not done, I'm left to assume this.
Yeah, it can't just be the only way we can have this conversation is if I'm right.
Right.
Then what are we talking about? This ain't a discussion, it's a dictatorship. This ain't about growing as a
couple.
Yeah, this is about growing to grow as a couple. This is about you needing your feelings to feel good. Yeah. About what you said, and that's it. You don't care if you're right or wrong. Just make sure that I feel like I'm right. I'm not here to call you.
Dungeon, I feel like that sometimes is a dangerous game to play, where you always want to chase this feeling of feeling good. I don't feel like in real relationships you're always going to feel good about what's going on. Yeah. I don't feel like trying to keep this constant feeling of happiness all the time, or something funny to laugh at, or you know, we never have serious or important talks or important moments, and every time we talk, it sounds like everybody's happy. That's not realistic. And then a lot of people, especially if you have kids, of course you don't want them to see like arguing every day or fighting every day or just two people who are unhappy every day, but you also don't want to create this illusion that you never have arguments or you never have disagreements or you're always happy either, because you'll raise kids to believe like, if I grow up and I'm met with a challenge or frustration, I must be doing life wrong because my parents never had that. My parents never showed that. And that's not realistic. Or if they get into a relationship where there's a little pushback because there's a lack of understanding, they're just like, well, you must be wrong for me because my parents never did this, or they never had this problem. When in all reality, our grandparents and our parents had hella problems. Sometimes maybe they took it to the bedroom. Sometimes maybe they had it, you know, in the car before they got in the house. Or, you know, when you went to school, they just had it out and you just wasn't around. And I think, for me, especially raising girls in a world where society pushes your looks are good enough and everybody's going to do whatever you want because you look a certain way, I don't want them to think that. You still have to be a good person. You still have to treat people with respect. You still have to talk to somebody with respect in order to get what you want. And I don't, you know, if they change their tone with me and they ask for something, or they be like, I want this, I'm just like, okay, when you ready to ask the correct way, maybe I might give it to you, but I'm not giving you something you want because you're feeling a way and you're talking to me crazy, because I don't want you to go outside my house and talk to somebody crazy and think you're about to get what you want.
Hey, you never know how they're going to react.
Right. So
they themselves might be crazy, or probably are crazy.
Yeah, I think real relationships will have misunderstandings and disagreements at times, but there's a way to handle it. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. So my first thing is signs of you handling a disagreement the wrong way would be number one, which is something I was like amazing with.
Okay.
I want to say in high school, I aced this. I would avoid the issue communication wise.
Yeah. Oh, you was aces?
Completely bypass it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want to talk about a problem? Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. You know, I'll call you tomorrow. That's enough time for you to forget. Or, you know, I won't come around the spaces that you at today, so we ain't got to talk about it. That was my thing. And I think when you avoid things and try to go around things that might frustrate you in a relationship, you're only going to come back to them later. or it's only going to pop up later, so you might as well go through it. And going through it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always happen at the right time. You might be going to work. You might be at work. It might be the end of the day. The whole day might have been shitty, but the more you hold back this thing, it can snowball into something else tomorrow. So you just gotta, you have to do it sometimes at the most inconvenient moments. But if you do have a time where it's just going to be you and that person, try to save it. But if you can't save it and it's important, you have to have it. And sometimes life and your day seems long as shit when you have to go through some of those conversations with somebody. And you don't really have the time to really get into it. But sometimes it does work in your favor because sometimes things are said and people need time to think.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one thing that I would do. Number two is hanging up on the person. Shout out to flip phones. I used to love slamming a flip phone on somebody. Or you smoke it off, you drink it off, or you spend money on bullshit that you know you shouldn't have spent money on just because you pissed off.
Yeah.
You know? That's a wrong way of handling disagreement, because when you come back around and that person like, okay, since we settled that, we got to do X, Y, and Z now. Be like, oh, I fucked up the money. I spent it on this because, you know, I was feeling the type of way. So you just got to be mindful that your feelings don't get you in a bigger hole. The third one would be yelling fast, mean thoughts. What's so crazy is I grew up with people telling me that words are, they're just words. They don't mean anything, right? But sometimes you could tell someone something when they were in elementary school and they carry that shit with them to their 30s. You know, you could tell a kid something one time and that's the thing that makes them not do well in life because of what you told them as their grandparent, as their mom, as their dad, as their older brother or something, and they have this like chip on their shoulder all the time because of this one thing said. So I feel like when you're arguing or you're upset or you're frustrated, out of respect, watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you might say something out of spite or just being petty, but that person might carry with them always, regardless of if you apologize about it later. So always watch your mouth. Number four would be bringing up things they told you when they were being vulnerable.
Boy, that's a big one.
I would say women do this more than men do this.
Y'all do.
Okay.
And go ahead, because as soon as you finish the first part, let me jump in with an asterisk.
Okay. I say women do this when they run out of points to give on what you're actually talking about. And then once you start making valid points with most women, then they try to be like, okay, I'm put this shit in second gear. I'm going to bring the tears in here because then you really about to feel bad. But in all reality, sometimes you do need to listen to the points. So, yeah, I say women do it more than men do it. But there are some petty men who bring up shit that you told them, you know, at a time where you're just like, why the fuck would you bring that up? But yeah, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Ladies in the audience, this is the fastest train that you could possibly take in your relationship to get your ass broken up with. And broken up with in a way where the man, if he's a real man, ain't going to come back. I'll fuck with you later on. You don't understand the level of trust you break with a man when you throw something back in his face that he told you in a moment of vulnerability. That's like something that he might have told his mother, but his mother may not be around, or, you know, she's not with him that day. You're his new partner, and he's starting to gain that trust with you and feel safe with you to tell you this.
Yeah.
But now you have broken that trust because your emotions have told you, you know what? Remember that day he told you this is confidence and it was finally a breakthrough for both of us? Yeah, I'm pissed off. Throw that shit back in his face and say maybe your uncle wouldn't have molested you if you was a little bit more of a man, nigga. You said, like, yo, try that shit with your man. Please believe if he has any worth on this planet, you will no longer be his girlfriend, or you're now heading in the direction of no longer being his woman. Because if there's one thing your fucking emotions will fuck your whole relationship up with, it's doing that. It takes a lot for a man to open up. Don't sit here and try to compare men and women to this. Y'all fucking open up on anything with a nigga you barely even like because you're emotional. With us, if we start to even get vulnerable, even remotely with you, we have gained a very high level of respect and trust for you. And for the first thing you do after we do that, have that moment, is a month later because, you know, you're upset about something, is throw that shit back in my face. And you expect me to remain with you for the long term or think that you're a valuable woman to be with for the long term? I don't think you understand how damaging that is to a relationship. For me, it's that and cheating. They both on the same level. Mm-hmm. Because you fracture the trust to a level where there's no return, in my opinion. For a lot of other people, yeah, there's, you know, because they'll look at you and be like, well, you look good. I'm going to let you keep disrespecting me. I've had plenty of good-looking women in my life. I don't give a fuck about that. At this point, it's about respect, loyalty, how we can grow together, and what type of human being you are.
Yeah.
It shows your level of integrity. And that it doesn't exist because now I know if I'm not around, what are you saying about me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, your girls, it's just you and your girls. You're like, man, this is a bitch-ass nigga. He opened up to me the other day and was like, you know, I never really think I recovered from the trauma of my parents. I was like, nigga, man up. Well, I wanted to say that, but I didn't. I just kind of hugged him and let him go. But if he ever pissed me off, I'm going to throw that shit right back in his bitch-ass face. Y'all have so much other stuff to throw in our face. Throw in our face for most men, most of you out there, how y'all can't eat pussy. Throw in there how their credit score is not functionally applicable for anything of value. Like you throw your penis size disses in there. But stop fucking with us in the one or two spots that will actually make us do the dirt that most men do naturally. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't want a man to cheat. You want a man to be loyal and all that. Don't throw some vulnerability shit back in his face. And he won't. Don't worry about him cheating and being loyal. He'll just leave. We know what type of person you are when that happens. I'm telling you, this is sky high on the list of what you do not do when handling disagreements.
Sidebar. You know what I never understood?
Mm-hmm.
I never understood women who stayed in a relationship with a man who maybe not bringing in something financially or helping at a certain level that they may need in a household, right? Why would you on a daily speak down on somebody you're with that you want to get a better job or bring in more money? Why would you on a daily tell this man that he ain't shit? Why would you on a daily tell this man that you ain't got shit, you ain't never gonna be shit, you ain't got no good job, you never have no money, you never have this? You're speaking that shit into existence.
And also that's what you saw growing up.
And I feel like better energy would be, okay, let's take a look at your resume. Let's take a look at the skills that you have. Let's you search today these jobs and I'm gonna look at these jobs and then we just see what we come up with and then later we'll do X, Y, and Z. Do you know good references? Like it's so much there's so many other things that you can do to help uplift somebody or help give a man a boost before he leaves the house to actually go look for some shit to help you or help himself feel better. And honestly, sexually, I don't know any man that feels great not having himself set up financially or being able to provide. You're not getting great peen from a man that feels lesser than.
Well.
So what is the point?
I can't say. They're not going to get great peen from men that feel. A lot of, some niggas don't give a fuck about that.
I'm talking about the men that do care.
Okay, the men that do care. All right. Well, they're not going to be dating the man that does care. They'll be dating the man that don't care, who giving them that dick, because he's happy that they're supporting him. You know what I mean? That's but yeah, a man that does care not going to be interested in even fucking at the moment because he has a lot on his mind.
Yeah.
Sex is not a priority right now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get find a way to get our money back to over a quarter million a year for this household. So we can live comfortably and go on a trip and have sex in other places instead of our house or our apartment. You know, so we can prepare for retirement and be prepared for that. So we can afford $20
eggs. $20
eggs. That's not a lot. And then not stop you from making the car payment. I don't know how much it is down there for y'all, but like, you know.
The eggs is all $10 yesterday when I went to Publix.
Yeah, I'm about to say. It's $10 minimum at this point. And they hired this new nigga and said, he gonna bring everything down. He got off and said, I'm bringing everything up. Fuck you and your mama. I'm like, oh, look at you, Mrs. Trump. Yo, Trump, go. You get these people just what they asked for, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay this extra money just so I can be petty and sarcastic for the next 4 years.
That's crazy.
This is the advantage of doing well in life. So you can afford to go through moments like this and talk shit to all the broke people who ask for it. Be like, man, I can't even afford that. Be like, damn, it's just such a shame I can. And then that raggedy-ass Biden, this good job I got. Like, but you know, I'll just be able to afford things under Trump. Unless he makes eggs $1 million a stash, and I'll just stop eating eggs. That'll be it. You know?
The only pro is, sidebar, the only pro is most of this shit we eat in America, we don't need to be eating. So,
that's facts.
Maybe we might get healthy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My number five is, I think people play too nice too long and hide their real feelings. And I think that's a con. Because if you really having disagreements and it keeps repeating itself ever so often, and you're not really being honest about what you feel and you're not speaking up for yourself, then you're not helping the situation. And it's going to be that one day when it was just too much. And then you really start saying how you really feel, and they just could be like, well, how long you felt that way? Or why did you say this then? And you never brought that up before. Or they might talk to this one person that makes them feel comfortable enough to actually say the truth. And then you looking at them like, damn, you ain't never told me X, Y, and Z. It never helps to hold some shit that you really feel. Or if you feel disrespected in no relationship for it to get better. I don't feel like one person being happy and level-headed and at peace in a relationship is a peaceful relationship. That's an illusion.
That's facts.
So, yeah, don't do that shit. My number six is we bring other people in couple discussions before we talk to who we with.
Talk to
him. Again, I think women do this more than men do this. And, yeah. I'm going to leave that right there.
Nah, go and tell us how more women do that. Let's hear about it.
I think women do this more because women find comfort in feeling like they're right.
That's definitely a thing.
I know if I talk to my brother or there's only two of my brothers that could ever give me advice in life. But if I talk to them about something, they're going to be quiet. And then they're going to be like, are you just telling me this to tell me this, or you want my opinion? And by the time they tell me their opinion, I'm just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? You either go and feel like.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podding, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
You took shit too far, or you could have done something a different way, or they're gonna ask you follow-up questions that you never thought of prior to you got to the result that you at. And they're going to call you out on your shit. And I had an uncle that would call me out on my shit sometimes, which I appreciated, because it kind of helped me check myself. So, and this is why I say having all women friends doesn't help women. Having all male friends doesn't help men, because there's certain levels of life that a man will look at a certain way, and there's certain levels of life that a woman will look at a certain way that does not help you all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't do that. My number 7 is no respect is being shown and no accountability is being shown. So, y'all having a disagreement or a discussion is not going to fix anything. Because you kind of need a middle person to allow feedback. Because you'll just be talking at each other the whole time. Okay, you get off the phone today. It's tension today. Tomorrow is going to be the same shit. Because y'all don't know how to hear each other. Y'all just know how to talk at each other. So sometimes you might need somebody who's not one of y'all friends in the middle, don't know the details, and just you can direct your issue to them and you can stay on topic. A lot of problems stack on each other when you start veering off a topic. That ain't got nothing to do with what you're talking about.
That's called hijacking the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's where an example. Because I would probably like to hear Shan say more women do this than men. But instead of staying focused on topic, a woman will say, "You see, I don't like how you said that to me." And then you're like, But what about what I actually said? No, no, you don't need to be talking, raising your voice or saying it in that tone. You didn't, and then you were like, but it's not about, like, I'm also trying to get something solved here. And then yelling starts about that. Now we're not even on the first topic no more. Now we're talking about how you're talking to her.
Yeah.
And I know this for a fact. That is a form of toxicity. People who hijack conversations. One, because they just want to be heard through the whole thing. They don't care about what you're saying, your opinion, because we're never going to get to it. You know why? Because every time we try to, something else will be brought up that makes them the victim. Right. So understand, if you have a person that's doing this to you, you're actually being the one that's being manipulated, not them.
And I also hate listening to people on podcasts where it'll be a man and a woman. I could hear them trying to change the subject because they don't want to answer the question. You have to be a strong-minded person to bring a person back to what you was talking about. Earlier on this app, there would be a lot of people who would come in on a show and try to change the topic, right? And you had to be very mindful of knowing who's coming in to change the topic by saying something triggering. And so a lot of the times it was just easier to block those people when we would have shows on here. Same thing in life. Like, if you're talking to somebody, stay on topic. A lot of teenagers will try to do that with their parents too, change the subject. I know when my kid is trying to do that, where today I have bought her some clothes and I'm telling her to clean up her room and why she got this here. And she gonna take the hoodie that I bought her, be like, why would you buy me this hoodie? Girl, we didn't talk about that. Why your room look like this, you know what I'm saying? So she tries it with me, but I catch it. Grown people do that too. We got two messages. I'm gonna play them before I go to the next one. Let's go.
Hey guys, shalom. Hope you're doing well today. Well, let's see, I don't even know how to approach this topic here. I just know that there are some folks that argue with the intention to dismiss their partner. And then there are those that argue with the intention to understand the partner. And then there's those that argue to make sure that the partner is following the instructions that is going to keep them all safe and healthy. But definitely stay away from those that use their arguments to justify their not being with you, because different people have different intentions when they're striking an argument with anyone.
Very true.
Yeah, it's like the window of tolerance is this area with two parallel lines, and in between those two lines, there's a tolerance level where you're able to actually have a conversation or a discussion, argument, whatever, where your tolerance level is still in a space of, you know, understanding and hearing what's happening in the present. When you go into hyper arousal above that or hypo arousal below that, you're now in a state of personal, you know, attack. Therefore, you're on defense. When you're on defense, you're not listening to the person. You're just completely lost tolerance and go blah, 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 like you said, yelling at each other. So it goes nowhere. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
There, I think there's, when we're talking about strategically conversing with each other, you have to know if your partner is one of those people that's there to actually listen and understand, or just to reply. And listening to or figuring their reply out the whole time you're talking, as opposed to talking to you, not at you, just like we were kind of talking about before. So if you're not mature emotionally in these ways, you're not going to be able to have a valuable conversation with each other anyway, because there's a lot of things that make the whole conversation stagnant that a lot of people hold on to from their old immature ways of arguing with their past, you know, their previous relationship. It might be physical, it could be verbal, it could be mentally, you know, mentally abusive, but they're going to be doing things that distract you from handling and coming to you know, an agreement about the topic of hand. And if you got the type of person who isn't willing to change those ways, then it's going to be a long, rough ride and probably not a successful one by the end.
I don't know. I'm the type of person where I like to read people. You could tell me whatever you want to tell me verbally. You can make it sound good. But if your actions tell you something different, then that's what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. So to me, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're pro-solutions and they're always deflecting or manipulating the situation and you keep coming back around to the same problem, then you're telling me action-wise, you don't want this to be the way that I want this to be. You don't want peace. You want chaos. You thrive in chaos, and that's something I don't thrive in, so we don't work. I don't need you to explain to me anything anymore. You have shown me multiple times that you're comfortable with shit like this, and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain point, there gets to be like, we don't need to discuss anything. There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to argue about. I'm going to okay you until I'm not here to okay you no more, because clearly this don't work.
So let's scare him a little bit with another person that's out there lurking in the swamps of the terrible dating pool.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who also have the audacity to currently be out here dating because they are in love with the idea. And this is the worst type of individual, because you think you're on the right track. You think this person is seeing eye to eye. Y'all having a conversation. They're consistent. They're doing everything that, you know, you're looking for in the partner. Been hearing that. Been giving you the right answers. Been, you know, relaying that from their end. And they've been consistent too. You know why? Because they like the idea of dating somebody. But you eventually start to notice we're not moving forward in any way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing the same shit every day. And here's how you know if that's what they were doing. You try ghosting them. I bet you they turn off immediately. Because there was no genuine interest there. They were just going right along for the ride. They were like, as long as they keep me feeling like I'm in a valuable relationship and they're better than the person I was dealing with before, there's not going to be any sex. You know, you're not going to be, you know, hanging out and doing stuff like seriously. You're going on dates. It'll be regular. And then you'll start to wonder yourself, like, why the fuck are we not connecting and getting deeper and growing deeper with each other? But every day we're doing a good morning text, talking about how our days went, what's for dinner, and all that shit. And then realizing that you are not growing in any way whatsoever. You just know how to play the game. They know how to play the game. And it's really frustrating that somebody will sit around and waste 4 or 5 months of your life doing that just because they don't know how to say to themselves, I'm not ready for a relationship, but what I do enjoy is the benefits of sitting around pretending to be in one.
But
so I'm going to just do that.
Some people have to recognize when they got a leapfrog. I call those leapfrog people.
But as I was saying, it's hard. You actually have to give time to. Because they'll give you the conversation. What they do is they value those valuable things in a relationship. The consistency, the conversation, in depth. So they're giving you what you think you should be getting out of a partner. But they're not doing it fully. There's something going to be missing. They're going to be either sex missing, they're going to be, you know, dates missing. So one of those is going to be missing. But the consistency will be there because that's how they remain around. They'll make sure that the consistency and the communication is there because they're like, this person will stop dealing with me if I start acting like everybody else. Because that's the main two places where everybody else fails and don't give a fuck, consistency and communication. So the one place where these people who like the idea of dating is they're going to stay strong at is consistency and communication. I had to make them think I like them. Or show them that maybe they're the only one I'm dating. And that I'm not on this bullshit like everybody else out here is. Even though you are. You're just doing it your own way. And this, people, is a form of having your fucking time wasted.
Mm. I don't know. I'm too nosy for that. I'm too, like, this year can't be like next year about that. So if I'm in a relationship and every year has been the same at the same level, there's no growth.
No.
Getting, you know what I'm saying?
These people don't get years out of you. They get a quick 5-6 months. And that's what's annoying about it. Because you're not going to go, you're not going to wait a year with somebody new who ain't fucked you or took you out. You're going to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? Like, we're doing everything except, like, the intimate parts. So that's what I was saying. Like, it's not going to go that long. This is the way people can waste a good, quick 6 months of your life and push off without doing it the way most people waste a quick 6 months of their life, which is coming in, stealing your money, fucking up your credit, and living with you for free.
Like, you should be able to tell that shit in like 3 months if somebody's fucking with
you. No, I'm telling you, it's not what you think, Kenya. Right. Listen, this is my next mission to figure these people out. And the way out of it, you know, I'm big on saving everybody time. But I will confess that these are the people who can trick you the best because they're providing what most of us genuinely want that are trying to do something serious. Mm. That consistency, you know, and that time, like, and that effort. Like, they'll do it, but they're not gonna give you everything. And you're never gonna grow. And then that's when you finally start realizing, oh, we're not growing. We're just talking, having the same conversation every day, meeting up for a date once, twice a week, and not fucking or nothing. Nah, okay.
I like somebody that'll hit me with the, so what the fuck is up? What we doing?
No, like you should, or like I said, just cut them off. And like when you cut them off, I guarantee they don't try to make a comeback. Because they're like, well, that was good while it lasted. I needed some entertainment in my life. I was tired of not having anybody to talk to every day of my life.
That's a dangerous game.
It's a very dangerous game, but people are doing it.
So what we got? We got number 8. If you having a discussion with them or a disagreement and it's you first and not I based, I feel like that person is always too defensive. And to me, if you want a solution or you want something to work, you don't meet a disagreement automatically being defensive.
Uh-huh.
My number 9 is refusing to be solution based. You just want to be mad. You got to be mindful of people who just want to be mad because people use those mad moments to do bullshit.
Yep.
And then they want to turn around and be like, so you wasn't talking to me or you didn't come see me. So I thought we was broken up. So that's why I did X, Y, and Z. Nah, you were looking for an out. You were looking for a pause. You were looking for a break so you could have an excuse to do some shit you wanted to do.
Yep.
Number 10 is a good old shutdown, a silent treatment. Just because a person continues a routine doesn't mean that they're over it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people think, oh, they came home last night or they made breakfast. I saw them this morning. Everything's normal. Those are the times where people plot the most. Yep. Those are the times where people start gathering things and moving accounts and going apartment hunting and doing all types of shit when you think shit is regular. And yep. You just have that. You have that one day where you come home and all that shit is gone. You have that one day where you call them up to ask them what they want to eat and their number don't work. You know, everybody's fed up don't look the same. Some people get fed up silently. I was explaining the fact that I'm a quiet quitter when it comes to jobs. I don't make a scene when I quit. I don't let them know 2 weeks in advance that I'm quitting.
Uh-huh.
I type that shit up. I leave it on pivot. That way I can print it off with ease, change the date. My desk be emptied over a period of time. I'll offer to help with some shit in the office and slip that shit right under HR door and be done.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
if I'm doing like that, I'd have found something better than I'll need your last 2 weeks anyway.
You don't, and that 2 week shit is bullshit because it ain't doing shit for you.
Also, it don't work on either end. Because if them niggas don't want you there, they're not going to come to you and be like, hey, just let you know you got 2 weeks and we're letting you go. They come to you on Friday at 4:15, like my job do, and be like, could you come into the HR office, please? And then they never see you again. Like, well, they see the black people again because the black people go right back in and get their shit, then they leave. Then I'm be like, you will not be mailing me anything. I'm getting my shit and I'm leaving. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, who y'all think y'all are? You're going to treat me like I'm a criminal.
I'll never let people have that conversation with me. You know.
Because it's always like, bullshit anyway. You know if you deserve to be getting fired. And you know if you are too good, valuable to even be there. To let them have the audacity to tell you that bullshit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're going to berate you and then tell you that you didn't deserve to be here. And that you were lucky you were still. Like, get the fuck out of here, low-class ass company. What do you think this is?
I'm going to play this message before I get into how you resolve disagreements. And then we're done. We're out of here.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, stretching my neck here. Because I got used to holding my tongue, especially when my fight or flight was kicking in. And it's right, your hippocampus is like close to your neck, the back of your neck here. And in there is stored your long-term memory, and your amygdala is like next to it. And that, starts to activate and pull from your long-term memory when you're in fight or flight. And so, when people are, like, emotionally heightened, they're not able to think consciously in their prefrontal cortex, which is the front of their head, where they actually make rational decisions. At a certain point, they're just pulling in from the past, from their long-term memory, and so they're not even coherent anymore or here. They're bringing stuff up from the past and all that, so that's something to always keep track of.
Good to know.
You're talking about narcissists, believe it or not, Dungeon. There's a special attribute that they have of being able to mimic what other people want, but then they are mimicking it. They're not necessarily trying to be that. They're just using it as sort of a honeypot to bring somebody in, and then it's like, what? Isn't everybody like this? Don't everybody do this? And it's like, nah, I wasn't honeypotting when I was looking for you. I was trying to show my best, and I'm gonna continue to show my best here. But what were you doing? You were doing something else. So that's one way to avoid the trap. See who's consistent in their behavior. That'll help a lot.
Well, that's what I was kind of saying. It's like, that's why I don't fully agree that they're narcissists that do that. Because I feel like it's just people that are going for what they want. You know what I mean? They're not fully ready to get into a relationship, but they do want the benefits, or most of the benefits of being in a relationship, because they're not ready to fully commit to anybody. But they like somebody who's constantly there, who they can have a conversation with, who's intelligent, maybe good looking, whatever. Enough where they can go out with them, because it's not even really about gold digging. Like, I didn't feel like the person that did this to me last was a gold digger. She wasn't trying to spend mad. She just wanted to do shit with us, with me and her.
Mm-hmm.
But I also noticed there was no progression in any way, shape, or form. And when that started happening, I was just like, all right, I'm going to test it even further. I'm just going to stop speaking to her. I stopped speaking. She stopped speaking. She never even asked a question. And that let me know, like, yeah, this is what I was just here for the ride. I was here because this is what I wanted at the moment. I like the idea of being in relationships. You know, I'm always, every time we talk, oh, I'm super busy with this work, but she made time for us to hang out. I'm always focused on my career, made time for us to hang out. She wasn't not hanging out with me or spending time with me. But was the relationship a priority? Hell fucking no. Was she even interested in growing a relationship between me and her? Nah. Long as I was there, then that's the thing is, like, if you're the person who's not aware,
that part,
you know, it's hard that you don't want anybody to take advantage of your kindness for weakness. And sometimes that happens to a lot of people when, excuse me, when they're seen as, oh, they're a nicer person. They won't raise their voice. They won't stand their ground or stand, put 10 toes down against my bullshit. Yeah. I'm going to abuse this person. You know, so I'm not, everything for me is not narcissism. I know it's, it seems the easy way out, but I feel like I've known enough narcissists in my time to know that them motherfuckers have a whole nother agenda and have a whole nother lifestyle. Their shit is about overcoming anybody in any way, shape, or form, no matter how fucked up and wrong they are. They need to always be at the top of me. I mean, we got it in the presidency office again. Y'all know what a narcissist is, man. Y'all saw that conversation with Zelensky last week? A combination of white privilege and narcissism. What are we talking about here, man? You know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, you gotta, this is why I said you have to be aware, is because they're not necessarily gonna be the prototypical people that we can call out. I got tricked, you get tricked, Shay get tricked, anybody.
Yeah.
So you kind of gotta just be on your P's and Q's and be like, yo, why we ain't going nowhere? I don't feel like we really look like, we meet up, you come on to my house and come over to yours, but I feel like we're not doing shit. Like, we're not planning for nothing. You know, have a conversation. Women love planning for shit. If you're a woman, especially from male to female, if you're going with a woman and she ain't talking about shit other than work all the time, you got what I'm talking about. You're dealing with exactly what I'm talking about.
A certain level of faith in yourself and confidence and be okay with your boundaries. And you have to know that you're so worthy of something good that if you speak your mind and you call a thing, you have to be willing to allow this person to walk away. And I think a lot of people second guess what they feel. A lot of people second guess what they feel because they don't want a person to have an option to walk.
And I want to piggyback right off of that because I made this mistake. Stop letting these good-looking hoes do whatever the fuck they want. That's really what it comes in. So another reason why I didn't get caught up in this my most recent time is because I know what level of women I date looks wise. Mm-hmm. And whenever like you're kind of with somebody, you be like, I shouldn't have to deal with all this or wait for this. Mm-hmm. You're gonna kind of push forward with the moving on part. But the bad of the bitch is you gonna have that time. You gonna be like, let me give her another excuse. I know this bitch didn't return my calls last week. You know, like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be treating the below average bitch the same way you treat the badass bitch. Mm-hmm. When it comes to them not having true intentions of dating you. And I know we give pretty privilege a thing. It's just natural, fellas. But for your own mental health, you may not want to do that. You may want to be like, yo, I don't treat you the same way I would treat a chick who I knew I shouldn't have been dating is doing this.
I also feel like as men, you have to mature to a point where you're just like, you've done the young pretty girl games. Do you have a tolerance left to keep doing that? And I think a lot of men lie to themselves that, oh, I can handle that. I can handle what comes with that. I can handle what comes with being with a woman that likes to show her body off to the world, regardless of her being in a relationship or not. I can deal with a woman that craves attention from other men. No, you can't. You'll do it at the beginning, but eventually you don't want to keep having to clock somebody who said they're going to be somewhere where they at. You don't want to keep feeling like yesterday she came in this late or this didn't add up. Like, do you want to babysit the person you in a relationship with, or do you just want to be in a relationship with somebody?
Facts.
And a lot of men don't mature in their 30s with that. A lot of men don't mature in their 40s with that. A lot of men, a peaceful woman is quote unquote boring to them. Just like with some women, a peaceful man or a man that just likes to go to work, take care of his family, stack his money, check on his people is boring to them. They want somebody just in shit all the time.
Yeah, cheating her, stealing her, in and out of jail. There's a bunch of dumb shit going on.
It's just grow. You got to grow up. Like, what level of relationship are you at? And a lot of people don't know where they're at until they realize. Enjoy the fact that this person didn't call me today.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fact that I haven't seen this person all weekend, or I enjoy the fact that they mad at me this whole week and I get to have a little bit of peace, you know what I'm saying? That's when you realize, okay, I've graduated from relationships like this. But you know, when I see older men who feel like their money is good enough to get the young girl that wants to show her body to the world, and then they run into those stupid ass problems, I'm just like, okay, y'all deserve each other. Because that's what you still want to play those games, but eventually you get to an age and a time where you choose peace.
Kanye West hasn't done that yet.
Kanye just know he ain't about to. He's one of those people who he got to be by himself. Just create and be by yourself and enjoy your money.
Nah, I need a frail, seasonless white woman to be walking around behind me naked everywhere we go. And call it art. Shut your stupid ass up, boy.
Maybe that's his version of reparations.
Nah, I ain't even going on that. Because it doesn't get put any money in my pocket. I don't appreciate it.
Maybe that's his version of a get back. I don't know.
I slutted out many a white girl in my day in college. And didn't go around and you niggas talking about, I got reparations for you. Look what we did to this white girl. Please. So I'm not giving that dumb nigga nothing.
All right, we got 3 messages. I'm going to hop into this list.
Hey, Dungeon, what's going on, brother? Men of Science.
Hi, Shed.
See how my voice changed?
What's cracking, brother?
Yeah, I second what you're saying, Dungeon. Don't let the privilege stop you from being firm with your rules and non-biased. It is for your own mental health. So, I hear you there.
Yeah.
You know what? That kind of remind me of that movie, Tyler Perry's Temptation. How, you know, they grew up, the two, the man and the woman, the main character, they grew up together with the church. And then after a while, she started to get boring. I mean, it wasn't anything that he was doing as far as cheating or anything like that. He was a common man. He worked and came home and was faithful. And, you know, she just got boring and got with the dude, and you know the story. But, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get into this resolve list. All right, so my first thing that I have on here is find the real problem and stop blaming the person. Okay. I feel like if you want to resolve a disagreement, you got to focus on the problem and not the person being the problem. The second thing I have is, does this person understand your values or are they still learning you? Sometimes you get into disagreements because you don't understand where a person is coming from or why they think how they think. And you assume that they're blaming you for something you didn't even discuss. So I think getting to know somebody more or asking certain questions on why would they think this helps you have better discussions when you don't understand something. My third one is watching your tone and keeping your composure. If you physically cannot have a conversation with someone without breaking something or yelling or threatening them or talking over them. That ain't the time for you to have the conversation. If you got to call somebody and scream in your phone or driving or you're at work, that's not the time to talk to somebody. I think it's fine to have a disagreement and think about it, but you also have to be mindful of, should this be something I text? Should this be a voice note? Should this be a phone call? Or should I just wait till I get home?
Let the church say amen.
Yeah. The fourth thing is listening to understand somebody versus listening to answer or throw an answer in like you were talking about earlier. You're not going to resolve anything if you're just trying to shout your point and you're not listening to what they're saying just because they did something that upset you or you felt like they could have done something better and they didn't do something the way that you wanted them to do it.
Yeah.
Number five is, are you allowing a different perspective? Are you stuck on how you see things? Sometimes it could be your pride and your ego why you're stuck on your perspective only. If you think men do this, I know men, or women do this, I know women, this is what was happening and you were not there. To me, that's a pointless conversation because what are we talking about? You're going to think what you think at the end of the conversation, just like you think what you think at the beginning. Number six, don't be petty and spiteful.
Okay.
I think it's very important. To be, I think it's easy to be like, well, they did this, I'm going to do this. Well, they said this, I'm going to say this. Well, when they get mad, they do this, so I'm going to do the same thing that they do to see how they like it.
Well, what's, I was not going to accomplish anything.
Exactly. It's pointless, so don't do it. I wouldn't recommend writing on assumptions. If you see something that looks like something, ask. If the person asks and you answer, if you're going to believe what you think anyway, don't ask me. If you're going to hear what a person says, think on it. Wait for some shit to match up or wait for your math to come to the right calculation. Cool. But make sure when you come into somebody, you're not coming to them on assumptions. You're not accusing them of something. You're not demanding that they show you something that individually they don't have to show you. You know, you have to, sometimes you have to check yourself and be like, okay, this person's my partner. They're choosing to be here with me. They're choosing to be in this relationship. That's not my child. I can't talk to them a certain way. I can demand that they do something for me or to me or at this moment because that's what I want. Like, that's a grown person. That's a grown woman. That's a grown man. Still treat them with respect even though you feel a way.
True.
Number eight. When resolving disagreements, you gotta ask yourself, honestly, are you able to let small things go? Some people might have a disagreement, you feel like you solved it, but they leave the discussion with a chip on their shoulder.
And then bring that shit up later angrily.
Yeah. So that whole conversation didn't end, and they're not going to tell you, oh, they're not done speaking on it, or I feel like there's something more to it. Can we talk about this later? You can say that. But if you're going to be like, are we cool? And you'd be like, yeah, but there's really some more things that you want to say or something else you want to ask, then you're being dishonest. Number nine is exchanging complaints with better ways to communicate your needs. So you can have something that you don't like and tell a person, well, I don't like this or I don't appreciate this. You don't have to be nasty about it.
Facts.
And I think some people say things that they don't like and they're nasty about it, which makes a person not stop doing that thing that they don't like, because you could have said it a better way. You can always say something a better way. So if you want somebody to improve something, say it in a way where they want to improve on it. And my 10th thing is set a realistic time frame for change. If there was a problem today or last week, and you say to this person that you want to be with, that you want to grow in a relationship with, I don't like this, or I don't like when people talk to me like this, or this is something that I can't handle in a relationship, and that person's been doing it for the last 5 years, or that person's been doing it for the last 10 years, or they grew up in a household where people do that. You have to realistically give the person time to check themselves and change it, and show you that change over a period of time. Maybe it's going to be a couple of months. Maybe they're going to get better in the next 6 months, but don't think that shit's about to change next week.
No, not at all.
So, those are my 10 things regarding disagreements. And one final thing I will say is, if you want to be in the relationship that you're in, don't always think every disagreement or every problem is a breakable problem. Like, if the problem happened today, don't think, okay, because we're having this problem, the relationship is a wrap. There's so many steps between the problem and the end of the relationship. If it's not something spiteful, like you cheated, or you emptied my fucking account and you didn't tell me, or you did something malicious to the kids, or something crazy like that. If it's not something like that and it's something that can be talked out, don't think, oh, this is it. This is the final decision. What do you want to do today? Give a person time to talk it out with you, discuss it, and really think, okay, is this something that we can work on, or is this something that can't be worked on? But you have to give that space. And I think sometimes, because people go through their own experiences, they just feel like, just rip the Band-Aid already so I can just move forward.
Yeah.
But those are mine. We got 3 messages. I'm going to play them, and then we could be out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are right. There are a group of men that believe that by having sex with white girls, or even participating in cuckoldry, is kind of like, yo, white folks, y'all can't have any of this. Y'all wish y'all could have some of this, but I'm like, you can't. And then, you know, I got your women, too, and we're making black babies. And so that's how we're going to turn the whole world black, by getting their women and making black babies and all that. And I remember somebody said this joke, like, you know, those white women don't want you, right? Like, they would not take you home to your dad. So why are you messing with her? Culturally, you're going to have to be fighting a whole other thing if you're really trying to wipe her up. So why are you doing this? So lots of stuff like that. And I think you guys are leaving soon. If you do, shalom.
Shalom.
You know, I think a lot of these problems could be resolved if we recognize that we're still healing. I'm talking about men and women. They're healing.
Yeah.
A variety of things. And we have to learn how to start speaking our language. You know, everything's not weird. Everybody's not an empath. You know, start speaking your language. That's why we can't get anything accomplished, and we can't conflict resolve. It's like you speak into someone that speaks French and you speak English. You can't come to an understanding because you're speaking different languages. And I would recommend that couples go on a cruise, because when you're on a cruise, you have to deal with each other. So,
okay.
I don't do boats.
I wouldn't do boats at the moment. because leadership in this country is very shaky. And water is one of the easiest places for them to attack Americans. And be like, we didn't know that was y'all on that boat. Now 500 people done died. Like, nah, I'm good. I refuse to be on the next Titanic. And shit, I'm not even flying nowhere until y'all get this shit together. Ever since the nigga got in office, 5 planes have been falling out of the sky. And the FAA is like, you know, it's not ideal, but it's acceptable. I never knew that was the motto of the FAA in this country. It's not ideal, but it's acceptable. I was like, oh, we got problems in this country. So until all this gets fixed, I won't even be traveling unless it's by car. Like, shit's wild out here right now.
That's the problem. People have too many commitment issues. And it's harder to stay than it is to leave.
If you got the mission, stop being out here wasting people's time.
Yeah.
That's really the main issue with that is, like, it's the people who have those issues that keep bringing their dumb asses back into this game. Sit your ass on the sideline and get healed.
I think a lot of the problems when it comes to handling the disagreements is not being aware when you're the one that's more emotional. When one is not aware of who's more emotionally invested, this can be a problem with handling disagreements because they're going to be trying to have a sense of power, knowing that power is going to be in the logic, not in the one that's more emotional. The one that's more emotional is seeking validation, which is a powerless state, versus the one who is more logical is going to be more poised. Because they're just dealing with what a person has done, and this is the action that comes from what was done, whether that was good or bad.
Okay.
You made some points.
Also, what goes into play is not knowing each other's nature. Trying to diminish or attack a person's natural nature is a problem. When a guy makes a woman being emotional, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I say a woman being emotional, meaning that she's not standing on principle. She says one thing, but then she goes against her own and trying to hold her to the standard as of a man who is naturally built logically and demonizing her or attacking her for being emotional, not being able to stand on that like that. And for the woman to disregard the fact that that man is a logical person, which means that he's going to...
Going in. Hold on.
I don't do boats. All right, see, she gonna be a problem.
Which can come off as narcissism and controlling because it's in his nature to want to dominate. Unfortunately, he doesn't know that he can't dominate in the initiative principle, in the submissive principle, when he's the one seeking her validation, her approval, her acknowledgement on is this acceptable or not. And no matter how much it makes sense to him, he can't accept the fact that it's not making sense to her, no matter how he tried to put it. And he's not aware that she can't be held to the same standard of logic like a man. She's going to go off how it makes her feel, and her feelings going to come first. And, you know what I'm saying, this becomes problematic when it comes to that as well. Not knowing each other's, you know, anatomy, the anatomy of the way a woman perceives life and the way that a man perceives life, and attacking each other's natural way of looking at things.
I think my brothers, when I have problems, they do a good job of making my problems sound stupid. And that's that, because they're logical. They just hear what the problem is and be like, okay, I'll just do this. And then it's done. And then I get off of the phone, I'm just like,
And you look, and you see, it usually is that simple. But the problem is, there's a lot of history in society has told women through the decades and generations that this is how you were to be accepted. You need to be validated. Your emotions need to be first in this relationship. And now that women have gotten to the point of actually bringing men into therapy sessions, when the good therapists are the ones that will call the women out and be like, no, you're actually the problem in this relationship. You are not handling things correctly. You are actually the reason that you two are so stressed. Now there's an issue out here because now things are, men are being enlightened because men didn't give a fuck about this before. But at some point you get to it where you're like, yo, I'm kind of getting tired of always being wrong in the place that I pay all these bills in. Especially if you're not a dumb. Now, a lot of you niggas is dumb as fuck, so I get why y'all don't care about this. Me, I can't be paying all the bills in the house where I'm the stupidest person in there as well and can't understand simple concepts. So therefore, my woman has to make sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, I have to be able to understand her. She needs to be able to understand me. And I'm talking about the logical me, not the, oh, I can only understand you if you become emotional. No, because I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk to you on a logical level, and you have to come off of that emotion sometimes and come down to logic, Bill. Because there's going to be a lot of times where you acting emotionally, and I'm just going to let that shit rock because I ain't got time for it. But when it's go time, and I need you to get your ass off of that emotional horse and come down here and talk like an adult, that needs to happen. And not me be seeing it, oh, you're a narcissist. Ah, you don't care about validating my feelings. Ah, no. It is time for you to be an adult. Because when your parents were raising you, God bless them, and hopefully brought up a good individual, they didn't just let you sit and live in a world of rainbows and fruit snacks and shit that wasn't real. At some point, they had to tell you the reality of what was going on. And you had to accept it to grow as an individual. So stop sitting there acting like your whole life, you ain't never had to listen to nothing in reality. Because you've had to. And you've had to do that to grow and become an adult female. So what the fuck are we talking about? Like, this situation of where, you know, women just get to remain in a place of emotion is not acceptable at this point. Y'all have had enough, more than enough fun with this shit. It's time for you to meet us halfway.
Okay. We got one more message and then I'll close it out.
And in the disregard of even it being male or female, just positioning. If you're a person that's initiating something, thinking that you're the final decision maker and the initiator, thinking you could be in two places at one time. When the initiator feels like they are in the power seat when it comes to the unifying principle, that becomes problematic. Not being aware that you're seeking the validation as the initiator. You're in the submissive state. You're giving, looking for something in return. That's emotional, vulnerable position. And the reciprocator, the person that's receiving, is going to be in the more logical, emotionally detached because they're only dealing with what was checking for them and they're vetting to see if it's applicable, if what they are seeking, this validation they're seeking, if they're going to approve it or not.
Once again, like I always say, what do we get wrong when handling disagreement? White women, you never get disagreements with none of this. This topic is not for, that's why I say, always, white is always right. And those snow bunnies. I wasn't going to say anything until he said the black people that date these snow bunnies. They know the rules, no disagreements and not everything straightforward. And that's it.
That man came in the end with that bullshit.
Yo, you know you're going to give us one for me on the show. Let me tell you something. You don't ever talk about white people on the show again. You hear me?
Man, this was a good show. I appreciate all y'all thoughts and y'all messages. But definitely, if you want to stay in that relationship, please focus on being solution-based, not being right, not being the loudest, and not one-upping somebody. Because I don't know, I don't feel good being in a relationship where I have something over a person, or a person can't speak their mind and they're just agreeing with me. And I'm not somebody that believes in happy girl or happy wife, happy life. Like, if you genuinely don't want to be here, or you don't like something, or I do something to annoy you,
eventually you will look for escape, right? And I don't want someone trying to escape me in the relationship I'm trying to be in. So you have to be fair. If somebody is uncomfortable in the relationship that you want, you have to figure out how to make them comfortable. It's called common courtesy. It's called thinking outside of yourself, not being selfish. And a lot of people have a hard time with not being selfish. But this was the end of the show. And what I was trying to do is get into my truck and head to my wing spot on a Friday night before they closed, thinking my data was going to connect like the Wi-Fi in the house, and it disconnected. So Dungeon was at the end of the show trying to hear me and trying to close the show out, which he's not used to closing the show out. I usually close it out. But I did appreciate all of you guys listening in on the pod today. And just really, you know, giving us that feedback and leaving messages and just hearing us out. I think if you want a relationship to work, you have to figure out how to have disagreements in the best way. And if you can't figure out how to properly disagree with respecting the person you're with to move forward for a solution, then that's not the relationship you need to be in. I don't believe in putting hands on people. I don't believe in breaking things and then trying to fix it later and thinking that's a normal way of disagreeing. I don't believe in bringing kids in the mix or friends in the mix or family in the mix and expecting them to treat your person regular when y'all do resolve what y'all resolve, because it's just messy. So in closing, I hope y'all learned something. I hope y'all get off of this show with some good tools on how to deal with the person you're with or the person you will be with in the future. I wish y'all the best, and I thank you guys for supporting another Real Relationship Report podcast. This is season 4. This is the first episode. Please find the show on other podcast platforms if you couldn't be in here for the whole thing. I know it's Friday night and people want to go out, so maybe you might listen to this on a Saturday or during the work week. Either way, I appreciate you. If you want to support the show, like, subscribe, drop a review on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, CastBox, wherever you listen to your podcast. Let us know what you appreciate about the podcast. Let us know what you want us to talk about that we haven't talked about. Go through the old seasons. I promise you, there's an episode there that may help you in something you find hard in relationships dealing with. Relationship is not all happy feelings and having fun all the time. Sometimes it's working through something you need to make better in order for the relationship to work. You can find me at Shambi Podden on all social media, TikTok, Twitter, IG. You can go to shambipodden.com and find more details on me and the other pods. The Real Relationship Report does not have its own merch yet. Maybe I might make something for spring. I'm not sure. But I do appreciate you guys. You can always donate to the show. The link is in the show notes. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. We will definitely be back on a Friday, 8:05 p.m. Eastern. If you want to hop in, drop a comment. Let us know what you're listening to, what you need to know about the topics. Please stay on topic. And I try to get through all the messages on the show. But some of them are pretty long, so just be mindful of that. We like to keep it at an hour. Sometimes it does go over depending on the audience feedback and who we have collaborating on the episode. Either way, I appreciate you. Thank you for another great one. And here's some of my wing feedback, because it was worth it.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I had to rush off of that pod. I haven't had meat all week, but I needed it. I needed to go pick up these wings. The show's supposed to end at 9 o'clock. Y'all kept dropping messages, and I just played it, okay? Once I got into the truck, I put on the internet to connect, but it wouldn't connect. So, y'all couldn't hear me for a little bit, so it kept showing reconnecting. But I was still going down the driveway because I needed to go pick up my food. I don't understand. I needed this. But we will be back in 2 weeks. Ooh, with another show. I appreciate you. You can find more about The Real Relationship Report on shambypotting.com. We'll be back with another one. I appreciate you, Dungeon. I appreciate the audience.